Gemara in Daf Yud, in discussing Machlokas Yisrael Beis Shammai, cites the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, a notunes ha'eli, whether a person is allowed to go ahead and to utilize a pestle on Yom Kippur. Why would one do so? The Mishnah says, L'katze v'lova sabasa, simply to use it in order to go ahead and to chop and to cut up one's meat. And this is an example of Beis Shammai, which is the Chumra, Beis Sila, which is the Kula. We discussed the Machlokas Rishonim. Either one should assume, leave the Mishnayos exactly the way they are, or one should assume the Maskana al Rabbi Yochum al Chethes Hashita. And if you assume that indeed is true, so the various possibilities. The last Mishnah regarding Binyan and Stira Bekelim, all the Mishnayos except for the first, or the Chiddush of Rabbi Natan, that Chethes Hashita means that the Mishnah that pays, and then everything else falls out consistently. What exactly is the basis of this Machlokas between Beis Sila and Beis Shammai? So Rashi writes in Daf Yudam and Aleph, when it comes to the case of a notunes ha'eli, what status does this eli have, this pestle, on Shabbos and Yom Tov? Rashi writes, this is a klisha malachto. Listen, typically speaking, we use this in order to go ahead and to grind a mortar and a pestle. It's a kli which is miyuchet for the purpose of tochin. Tochin obviously is forbidden on Shabbos. Tochin on Yom Tov, we're going to have to discuss, daf yigal damar alef. Is it or is it not Malachas al Hanefesh? The Ramban will tell us in Mochamos that there are different types of tochin. There is household tochin, and there's tochin which is done as part of a production of a product, and therefore, maybe certain types of tochin yes, other types of tochin no, but we do not allow you to go ahead and to engage in tochin, as we'll see, using a kli which is miyuchad l'kach. And therefore, Rashi writes that this is considered to be a kli shemalachto lis. Okay? And therefore, Beis Shammai says that it should not indeed be used. Why is it that Beis Sila says that this is permitted? There are a couple of possibilities. Either it should be permitted, Nikar Hadin, or no, this is part of our whole discussion. This is something that, yes, indeed, it should be usur, but there's an override. And the override is Simchas Yom Tov. There's a competing factor. So this is typically something I would say which is usur, but indeed, there is a matir. Oh, so the Gemara explains, maybe you don't have to come out to Machlefes Hashita. This is not because of Simchas Yom Tov. This is my focus, which is Me'ikar Hadin. So what exactly is the status? Rashi writes, this is a klisha malachto l'isar. And Beis Shammai is of the chiddush that nonetheless, a klisha malachto l'isar is also the taltel, even the tsaragufo, even though it's needed. It's needed in this particular case. That no doubt, the chiddush, that nonetheless, a klisha malachto l'isar is considered to be forbidden tiltel. And that's exactly what the Gemara answers that Toras kli alav. What do you mean? That this is a kli, this is not absolute muktza, this is a kli, which is a kli mishlach l'iser, and it's mutter the tzara gufo, and it's mutter the tzara makomo. So Rashi labels the eli as being just simply speaking as a kli shemalachto l'iser. And therefore, even without Simchas Yom Tov and a typical Shabbos, a kli shemalachto l'iser is allowed to move the tzara gufo, the tzara makomo. Okay? Tosus and Daf Yud Aleph Manav points out, no, the Machlokas is more complex. This is not a typical Kli Shemalachto Lisa. This, Tosus points out, is a case of a Mukta Machmas Kisarankis. This is a Mukta Machmas Kisarankis. Mukta Machmas Kisarankis means the following, Yaduch Kami Achidla. It means you have something that is a more precision instrument, or something which is used exclusively for this, and it is not used for that. Typically speaking, when you deal with a kli shemalachto l'iser, what does that normally mean? You have something like a hammer. It means rov malachto l'iser, and miut malachto l'heter. What typically you would use a hammer for is banging in a nail. That's bona, that's usur on Shabbos. But conceivably, during the week, you would use a hammer for dvarim hamutarim. That's not dikar hishtamshus, but it's miut malachto l'heter. Okay, we use it to crack open a nut. What happens if it's something I would never use it for any other purpose other than it's designated for A and A and A alone, A and A alone. You have, for example, a knife that's used for bris milah. You're not going to use it for other purposes. Yeah, you have a camera. You're going to use it for other purposes? You could use it as a doorstop, but that's really unusual. Typically, you're only going to use it for that purpose and not use it for other things as well. And it doesn't have to necessarily be something that has fabulous value. You know, maybe it's somewhat generational, but Rav Moshe assumed a blank piece of paper, right? There's a klisha, muktamach, maskisar, and kis. Now, what else would you use a piece of paper for? You're going to let it strewn around? You know, it costs a fraction of a cent. Yeah, but it's something which is only used for this purpose, not used for that purpose. A postage stamp is not worth a tremendous amount of money, but what else are you going to use it for other than something that indeed is considered to be that which is awesome? So when you're dealing with the case of a muksa machmas chisaron case, it's something that, you know, has a specific and exclusive use. It's not something that I would call miut malach del heta. That's what Tosas writes, Shabbos, daf lamed vav amud aleph. That's something which is really kol malach del isa. Kol malach del isa. And therefore, clearly, that is considered to be that which is more chamor. So when you're dealing with an eli, you're dealing with a mortar or a pestle, it's uniquely used for the purpose of grinding. It's not used for other things at all. And therefore, this is something that the muskal rishon, the default should be that this is asa. Why then is it considered timutar? Oh, this must be one of the cases that there's an override, despite the fact that step A is it should be asa, but it's something indeed where matam yishum sem chesyantif. Oh, so you see that this is relevant to our theme. Typical isurim, when do we argue that, no, it's mutter b'makom, b'makom simchas yantif? And that's the question of Beisil indeed, Beishamah. And the Gemara interestingly says that, you know why, that this is relevant when it comes to muktzamach mishkisaron kis, because Torah's kli alav. Why exactly is that relevant when it comes to muktzamach mishkisaron kis? Why is it the Gemara says that, no, maybe you can understand the shita that allows tiltul, according to what we have here, the shita basilo. Why should you so? Because Torah's kli. Realize in the world of muktza, that's considered to be something that's foundational. That's something which is absolutely fundamental. Because even though we use the word muktza very, very broadly, you know, the Prima Gadim writes, be careful, you go through Shas, and the Gemara uses the term chazaka. And you can be bothered, you know. This Gemara says Chazaka works, that Gemara says Chazaka does not work. Just realize Chazaka has so many different definitions. You can't necessarily raise a question. Sometimes the Gemara says Chazaka, it means a Rav. It means a Ruba, a Lesser Kaman. Sometimes it means a Chazaka de Hashta. Sometimes it means a Chazaka de Meitar. Sometimes it means Muchzak. There's so many different Dine Chazaka. One has to be very careful by saying that this Gemara is against that Gemara, because the Gemara uses the term of Chazaka. When we use the term Muktza, Muktza means something which is set aside. Yeah, but it can have many, many different meanings. The basic definition of Muktza is something which is Muktza Machmas Gufo. Muktza Machmas Gufo. You know what that means? That's something that lacks a Shem Kli. It doesn't have the status of a Kli at all, but rather it's considered that which is dirt, sticks, stones. Now, all of that is considered to be muktzah machmas gufa. And as we discussed earlier, the Sugya Shabbos, Daf Lamed, the Isra of muktzah was a very early Isra, Then you have a Sugya Shabbos, Kuvchav Gimel, where the Gemara speaks about something very different, that something that's not muktzah, it's a kli. A kli is not muktzah. But rather, there's still certain restrictions. In other words, there's an Isra of Tiltul Kalin. There's an Isra of Tiltul Muktzah. There's an Isra of Tiltul Kalin. That Isra of Tiltul Kalin was a much later Isra, the time of Ezra, the time of Nehemiah. Now, where they saw that Bnei Yisrael were not being so careful regarding Dinei Shabbos, and therefore there were different stages of Isra and Heter. And part of that was to forbid even Tiltul Kalin. But there's a fundamental difference between Muktzah Machmas Gufo as opposed to an Isra of Tiltul Kalin. Kalin, one is allowed to move. It's Tzarach Gufo, it's Tzarach Makomo. If something is Muktzah Machmas Gufo, there's no Heter of Tzarach Gufo, Tzarach Makomo. You have something which is an absolute Dvar Muktzah, you know, and you need the place. There's no Heter Tiltul of Tzarach Makomo for something which is Muktzah. The whole notion of Tzarach Makomo is when it comes to this much later Isra Drabanan of Tiltul Kalin. And you know, the Gemara has one line in Shabbos Kuflav Gimel, which gives you, you know, years worth of homework, and that is, learn all of Seder Taurus, no? You'll know whether something is a Kli, whether something is not a Kli. Is it a Kabbal Tumah, is it not a Kabbal Tumah? So the default position is, if you know Taurus well, and something is, therefore, not Makabal Tumah, because it's not a Kli, that's called Machmas Gufo. And if you have something where it is Makabal Tumah, because it has a Shem Kli, so that's not going to be Muktzah Machmas Gufo, that's going to be Nisra Tiltul Kalin. The Gemara writes that analogy. Now, what is considered to be Muktzah Machmas Gufo as opposed to Tiltul Kalin on Shabbos is going to be based on the foundation of what is considered to be a clean, what is not a clean, when it comes to Dinei Tumin Tahara. That's huge. You know, a person asks you a Shaila, no Chushabis, you better know Taros very, very well, no? In order to be able to tell you, this is or this isn't. Now, all of a sudden here, you have something which is somewhat in between, no? Obviously, when you're dealing with the case of an Eli, it's a Kli, no? You're going to argue it's not a Kli. It's a Kli, but, you know what? This is an exclusive Kli. This is a Muktamach Maskisaran Kis. This is Duch Kamiyachid Love. This is a Komalach Deliser. So a very, very basic question. Now, exactly where does that come from? When you're making your gedarim and say there's an isser of tiltal muktzah, there's an isser of tiltal kelim, I recognize that muktzah machmas sarin kis doesn't exactly fit into a neat category in the sense that there's no heter of tzarku, for there's no heter of tzarach makomo. That sounds like it's like eitzim avonim v'afar. On the other hand, it's a kli, which is muktzah machmas sarin kis. So, is this an enhanced form of tiltal kelim? Or is this a mukta machmas gufo? Why would I argue that it's a mukta machmas gufo? Because again, that something is not mukta if it's a kli. But if the kli only has a single hishtamshus, and that hishtamshus is off limits, on Shabbos Yantif, is it so far-fetched to argue, guess what? It loses its shame kli. Its only utility is that which is usur. It's hard to say a hammer uses its status as a hammer when you can use it on Shabbos and Yom Tov for A, B, C, and D. You can't use it to put up a picture frame. You can't use it to build a house, but you can use it to crack open a nut. So I'm going to argue it loses its shame clean. But if you have something that only has a single utility, and that utility is off limits, maybe I could argue, you know what, if something is komal al-komis, this becomes a muktzah machmas gufo. Wow. And therefore, you know what, it is not subject to the dinim of tiltal kelim. It's subject to the dinim of tiltal muktzah. That's a very, very fundamental issue. So our Gemara alludes to it when our Gemara says the following, according to Tosus, you're right? This is a case of a muktzah machmas kisaron kis, but it has a Torah's kli. It's not classic muktzah machmas gufo. Okay. And what exactly is the status? So this we started to discuss about Beis and the Beis, no? Where the Gemara made the stunning ha'ara that, you know what, Rebbe was so in the Mishnayis, and really unusual. The Mishnayis Mesechus Shabbos tilt one way, l'kula, the Mishnayis Mesechus Beitza tilt l'chumra. When it comes to Machlokas, Rabbi Shimon, how can that be? The Gemara says that was obviously very conscious, obviously very, very deliberate. People are not that careful when it comes to the dine yantif, and therefore Rebbe was masada the Mishnayis lechumra. And today is in the Rif, the very last daf in the daf Harif. Is this a musar haskil, or is this mamish true lahalacha? Is it really mamish true lahalacha? Maybe one could argue Rebbe was just trying to convey that yantif is very chumra. So I get up and I just tell you chumra is of yantif. But you know what? Beis it up yirches mi kamidi. If something is mutter on Shabbos, it cannot be mutter. On Yantif, no? Cannot be Yasser on Yantif. If it's mutter on Shabbos, how can that be? Or can I argue, no, that's not true. When it comes to Dinim Daraisa, that's true. When it comes to Dinim Drabanan, obviously, Xeris are propelled by Shemiyavo. So therefore, everything can flip in the opposite direction. The more cow something is, the more likelihood that a person will be negligent. The more chamor something is, the more intuitively a person will indeed distance themselves. Now, maybe that's true. Maybe that makes perfect sense. You saw the sugyan of Chavdalva Beis. Maybe it's not so unusual to have chumers regarding Amir Lakum that you don't have when it comes to a Yisrael. It was Mechal Shabbos or Mechal Yantav. That was Tosus Shita regarding Bichdei Sheyasa. You know, it's not so unusual. Indeed, to assume that's true. We just discussed this in Avtes when it comes to Marisayim. If you're talking about the chshad element of Marisayim, guess what? The more chumer something is, the greater the chshad. I'm choshed, he's an incredible balaver, no? He violated averos chamuros. If you're talking about the flip side of Marisayim, that a person may come to copy you, you know what? The more cow something is, the greater the likelihood that he's going to copy you, because it's not an isser mefursim. So the different halves of Marisayim can fly in different directions as well. So that Gemara, at the very beginning of the Masechta, the Beis says the following, you know what? When it comes to Yom Tov, Sosan Lantana Krav Yudo, where do you see that it's true? The answer is a Mishnah, Daf Lamed Aleph. Ein Mevakin Eitzim Et HaKodesh. You have these really expensive beams, and they're designated, right, for building. That's a Muktzamach Maskisaron Kis. These things you're only going to use for the purpose of Bona. And therefore, it's a Muktzamach Maskisaron Kis, on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, and therefore it cannot be accessed. So, Ein Mevakin Eitzim Et HaKodesh. Aim of Akinate Simenakos. Okay, so Tosus is immediately about it. How does that indicate that Sasan Lak Rabbi Yehuda? Muktzamach Maskisaron Kisus Machlokas Rabbinu Rabbi Shimon? That's not true. Even Rabbi Shimon agrees. So how is it that the Gemara can argue that, you know, Aim of Akinate Simenakos, that's a raya, that Sasan Lantanak Rabbi Yehuda? That's Tosus' discussion. So what is Tosus' answer? Enofinami? That's not the raya. That's the ratio of the Mishnah. Yeah, so therefore, Enochinami, when our Gemara cites it, it starts at the beginning of the Mishnah. Ein mavakin eitz min hakoros. But the real raya is v'lo min hakoros shenishpera. Shenishpera b'yontif. Why nishpera b'yontif? Well, you know what? This is not a case of a muktzamach mesuseron kis in the pristine way. This is a cracked beam. This is a beam that got cracked on yontif. And therefore, what? It didn't crack Yeshmiayim. This was already a weak beam. A weak beam is kiyoshipa metzapet. Oh, so that's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Wow, that's what Tosfos says. There's no raya from the reish of the Mishnah in Mavakin. That's the chuliyamar of Rabbi Shimon. The raya is from the seifa, lomina kero shenishpura. But realize what we're talking about. We're talking about that which is ru'ua. And it was Re'uah when Yantif began, and therefore one had a right to anticipate, indeed it's going to break. So Rabbi Shimon says that's good enough, and Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Wow, that indeed is the Raya. Okay? At first glance, Tosus sounds absolutely clear. How can you disagree with Tosus? The Reisha is Koros. What do you mean? An intact beam? That's a Muktamach Maskisaron Kis. And everybody agrees that's Aser. Okay? And that's exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Ches, that, you know, Kol ha-kelim yitana b'shabes, yes, you're allowed to handle kelim, but chutz mi-muktzamach maskisaron kis, that's not a machlokes. That's true according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon. That's true even in Hilchos Shabbos, even of Sasan Latana, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Kveger, all of a sudden has an important hour against Tosus. What do you mean against Tosus? Tosus just simply said, a kore is a muktzamach maskisaron kis, that's clear. How can you disagree? So Rabbi Kveger writes, wait a second, that there's another factor here that somehow Tosus doesn't consider. You're right. I have beams. And what am I going to use with these beams? These are really expensive beams. I'll only use them for the purpose of building. So guess what? No one would argue you can take it and use it on Shabbos. I want to use it to prop open a door. No, you cannot use the beam to prop open a door. That's not a machlokes. But what's this case? A mevakin. Mevakin. What does that mean? For some strange reason, this guy wants to fuel the fire. So you know what? He's going to chop up that korah. He's not going to use it as a korah anymore. We're not talking about something that retains a status as a korah, which is a muktzamach maskisaron kis. But you know what? Right now, temporarily, he wants to use it to prop open a door. We're not talking about that. Ein mevakin means, for whatever strange reason, this guy wants to go ahead and take this beam and no longer use it as a beam. He wants to use it as something else. He wants to use it to fuel a fight. He's going to chop it up and use it to prop open a door. Why in the world will it make a difference if I can't use it to prop open a door? So why can I chop it up in order to do that? Isn't that worse? No, it's not at all worse. Because in order to say in mevakin is aser, you have to come on to another halacha. Now, number one is a muktzamach miskasam kis. Halacha one. Halacha number two. Nigud is katsar. Nigris katsoi. Since that was its purpose at the beginning of Shabbos and beginning of Yom Tov, even if that changes, the status is nikva betchila sayom. Whoa, that's nigris katsoi. If I want to retain the status as a beam, but use a beam for something else, no one says that's mutra. But if I no longer want to go ahead and use it as a beam, what are you going to say? It's a muktzamach misaron kis because you only want to use it as a beam. I'm willing to break it up because I need to fuel the fire. For that, you have to say, but ben hashmashos that had the status. And that status remains. That's called Migdis Katsai. Guess what? Migdis Katsai is machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Not everybody agrees to Migdis Katsai. That's the machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. So you have something which, yes, at the tchilas yom was this, and now it's that. Do you necessarily assume cases of Migdas Katzai? Cases of Moshe Shimon Shimon Air? Do you necessarily assume you're gonna... That's the machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. That's Rabbi Kveger's simple ha'ara. That in order to say, Ein mishtamshin b'korah, good for that, there's no machlokas, Rabbi Rabbi Shimon. That's the motzamach, masisaron case. But to say, Ein mevakin eitzim in ha'koros, you have to come on to Muktzamach mas v'seron kis plus migadis katzai. Migadis katzai is machlokas Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon. So that's exactly the raya. The raya is from what the Gemara quotes in Mavakin. That Mishnah, the race of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, not because of the Muktzamach mas v'seron kis, but rather because of the migadis katzai, the minis katzai. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy. No, Rabbi Kveger writes that again. Tzorchi and Gano. Why does Tosos have to be madchen and say, you know what, that the raya is only for my two? And the only reason the Gemara quotes like one is because it's just starting the beginning of the Mishnah. No, that's not very true. The raya is front and center in Mevakin because of Bigas Katsoi, because it's not just Mutsamachas, Chisar and Kis. So what exactly is Tosos Hashita? No. Tosos Hashita is exactly this point. When Rabbi Shimon denies the Mutsamachas, Chisar and Kis, when he denies Migudis Katzai, in all cases, if you have something that is absolute Muktzamach Mazgufa, you know what? Even Rabbi Shimon would agree. After all, there's no machlokas whether the pasuk exists. Hichinu es asher yavinu. Of course the pasuk exists. We can speak about what degree of hachanad you need. Hachanas hagavra. Maybe one could argue the chefetz is mechenes atzmo, and therefore even shivrei kelim are included in the hachana. But everybody agrees that something has to be designated for use. If something is muktzamach mazgufo, clearly it's not designated for use. It's a non-starter. Muktzamach mazgufo is not subject to hachana, and therefore there is no machlokas, Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon, regarding a migudis katsoi, when it comes to muktzamach mazgufo. That clearly is asa. That poshub shad is the assumption of Tosus. When you're talking about an iser, tiltala muktzamach mazgisaron kis, that is comparable to muktzamach mazgufo. Vaharaya, there's no hitter of tzorach gufo and tzorach makomo. Aye, but it has a kli? No, but if it's a kli which is exclusively for this, and this is usr, it loses its shame kli. It's not just simply that it's a kli shemalachto le'isr. It's something which is komalachto le'isr, and it is no longer in hilchos muktzah terms a kli, and this is a muktzamach mazgufo. And when it comes to muktzamach mazgufo, everyone agrees, even Rabbi Shimon, migudis katzai. That's the chiddush. See, even if it loses that status in the middle of Yanta, because I decide I'm going to use this beam for something. No, but a migudis katsai of muktzamach mazgufo, everyone agrees indeed is considered to be asar. So that's what Tosu says. I know you have to couple two dinim. You have to couple muktzamach mazgufo and kiss together migudis katsai. But Rabbi Shimon will be moded to both. And therefore the raya must come from the seifa. And apparently Rabbi Kveger disagrees, maintains that's not true. Muktzamach mazgufo and kiss as a shame clean. Understandably, if it's komalach l'isser, it is more chamor. There's no heter of tzara gufo, because what do you mean tzara gufo? You want to use the object. No, the object is only for this use. But in principle, it is an extension of the hagdara of kelim. It is not muktzamach mazgufo. You don't argue that chiddush, that it loses its shame clean, because it's muktzamach mazgufo and kis. And when it comes to tzara tiltol kelim, if Rabbi Shimon denies migudis katzoi, guess what? He'll deny it here as well, and therefore the resha. Ooh, is a raya that Susanantana. In that case, wow, that's an important kiddush. Okay. This is also relevant for something else. We discussed the Sugyan Shabbos and the Lamed Amadeis. There, that's where the Gemara indicates that, you know what, the Isser of Muktzamach Mazgufo is a very old Isser. And that Isser was in existence at the time of David HaMelech. And the Gemara describes that David HaMelech was meis b'Shabbos, and Shlomo HaMelech sent the message to the Beis Medrash, what exactly should I do? Abba meis, umuta b'chama, and klav m'shabbos avar ha'evim. You know what? that my father was nifter, he's sitting there in the sun, the animals are around, that they're going to desecrate the body. What exactly do you do? The Gemara had an incredible chiddush. Now, kikorotinuk. Kikorotinuk. You know what? You can't be matal to the mace. But if you go ahead and place that where there is a heter tilt on the mace, so in such a case, you can go ahead and carry both. You can go ahead and carry both. Wow. So that's an important chiddush. That sometimes you say there's nisr tiltel. Nisr tiltel is that the tiltel only involves the davar asur. But if it's tiltel of a dvarim hamutarim and dvarim asurim, kikarotino, oh, that is considered to be, well. Then, fast forward, no, that's Shabbos taflamin. For then the mesefta, kuf membeis. The Gemara says the following chiddush, that you know what? Rav Ashi says this is a very limited it. Lo amro kiko tinok ella meis lova. This is a very limited heter. Kiko vetino. The only reason this is even an option is because of it's a tzorach hameis. Shabbos yutes. No, brachos yutes. That's kvod abrios. We learned. No, davav. Kvod abrios could be dochi yisurim. The heter of kiko tinok is unique heter mishum kvod abrios. And therefore, it is asa, that's mufurish in the Gemara. Don't run with this kikartino. This is something which is uniquely true because davre melech, muta b'chama, klavim re'evim, and therefore this is an unusual heter. It's an unusual heter, so mufurish in Gemara. You look in that siman, no shin ches hey, no? Yesh matirin, a klisha malach iser, nichamal itzel because of kikartino. What in the world? You have a klisha malach delisa that's sitting outside. It's going to get stolen. You know, it's going to get ruined. You know, are you allowed to move it? No. A klisha malach delisa. It's for gufo, komo, but not nechamalitzel. Is there anything you can do? Oh, so this is a significant machlokas rishonim. Is there a heter tiltu al yidei kikrotino? In such an instance. How in the world can this be a machlokas rishonim? How can this be a machlokas rishonim? What do you mean? It's mafurish in the Gemara. Lo amro kiko tinok el meis lovad. No? So how in the world can you suggest, oh, not only meis lovad, but even in a case of chamal itzel? No, that's not true. How is that even a possibility? You know what the answer is? Exactly this point. Oh, that's the heart of Rabbi Kibeger. What are those cases on Shabbos Daf Lamed? What's the case on Shabbos Daf Kuf Mem Beis? On Shabbos and Daf Lamed, we're talking about a meis. A mace is muktamach maskufa. Okay. The Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Mem Beis is talking about ma'os. The Gemara treats ma'os as muktamach maskufa, not just as a klisha malach delisa. The Gemara treats ma'os as a muktamach maskufa. It doesn't have the normal utility of a kli. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed is talking about a mace, which is muktamach maskufa. The Gemara Daf Kuf Mem Beis is talking about Maos, which is Muktzamach Maskufo. And that's where the Gemara says, you know what, the heter of Kikotinok is limited. It will only be matir something which is Muktzamach Maskufo, but Kikot Abrios. Otherwise not. Now I'll raise a huge issue. What about when it comes to Tiltul Kalim? Maybe one could argue, you know what, the kiko tinok is not even an option when it comes to tiltul kalim as well. Or maybe one could option, certainly not. When the Gemara said that, you know what, kiko tinok is limited, applies in case A and in case B, it's not coincidental that both of those Gemaras are talking muktzamach maskufo. But you have the much later gzera of tiltul kalim is mutter al yidei kiko tinok, because it's considered to be being metaltel the dvar mutter, not the dvar aser. That's the machlokas Rishon. Okay. So you'll tell me, you know what? I understand Daf Lamed, Daf Kuf Mem Beis. You're right. The case happens to be Muktzamach Maskufa. And only in that context, the Gemara says Meis Lovad. Okay, you're right. But is there any raya in the affirmative? Is there any raya to say, and when it comes to Kalim, Kikrotinok is Mutter? I understand. Maybe if you only had those Gemaras, you would say, you know what? The case where the Gemara says is aser, it's talking about some Muktzamach Maskufa. Okay, so I have to have big shoulders. I have to be able to say it's only limited to that case. In other cases, it's not a problem. Okay, okay. But I'll say, do you have any raya? Any raya? Oh, so that's the deal in the Rashba. A sugi and Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chaf Gimel. You go ahead and you have a meducha. You have a meducha. Sheyesh bo shum. You have a meducha, which is normally a klisha malaf to listen. But you know what? You use it. You grind up, in that case, garlic. And the garlic is in the kli. The garlic is in the kli. You take a whole clove of garlic, and you grind it up, you know what? And you don't transfer it from that kli into another kli. Right now, it's in the kli in which it was ground. In which it was ground. So the Gemara says, that's okay. You don't have to transfer it. You don't have to transfer it. The meducha can be utilized on Shabbos and Yantin because yesh lo shum. Yesh lo shum. Wow. Why exactly is that mutter? Why exactly is that mutter? Oh, those are 2 days in the Rashba. Yesh mi shabirish, you know what? That this is a classic example of Kikur Otino. This is a classic example of Tikkur Otino. What does it mean? You have something which is malach d'leiser. The heter tiltel is because that together with it is a dvar mutter. A dvar mutter could be a kikar or a tinok, or it could be shum. The shum is like kikar v'tino. And ein achinami, that even though the Rashba spells it out, and even though, no, you can't say that because kikar v'tino is on the meis bovad, No. Hani mile hecha deleka taraskli. That's only when you're talking about ma'os. That's only when you're talking about mace. You're talking about a kli. If anything that has a taraskli, tiltel is allowed. Ayde kika otinok. Wow. That's this Yeshama the Rashba. And this is what the Balamor quotes as the Yeshama. Daf mem zayin, daf irid. Mesach HaShabbos. Wow. And the Balamor screams, Zotos Gadola. That's not true. That's not true. Don't interpret the Gemara that way. In Shabbos Kufkov Gimel. That the reason you're allowed to go in Batal to the Meducha is because Shum has the status of Kikar Tinok, and therefore you see it's a heter tiltel kalim. And the limitation of the Gemara was really limited only when it comes to Moksa Machmas Gufo. The Rashba writes that really is not true. There's no heter kikar tinok when it comes to kalim. Oh, like the Balamor. But you know what? What do you mean? That's not exactly what the Gemara means. The Gemara means that if you have food in its kli, of course, that's not kikar. Kikar tinok means something which is mivachut, something that's min hatzad, an artificial combination. You have a mace, and somebody looks, and on top of the mace, there's an infant, no? So on top of the mace is a kikar. What in the world? The answer is, you know what? We're creating this artificial combination to allow a heter tiltel. If you're talking about meducha v'ashum shalah, you know what? Of course there's a heter tiltel. Mashlam adavadome, the Rashba writes, kedera hamutelas im hatavshil. You have a pot that's used for cooking, and the soup is in the pot. That's a heter of kikar otino. No. That in such an instance, that is its natural use, and therefore it is not considered to be a dvar moksha. Wow. So that's a very fundamental machlokas in Enochinami. Those are the 2 days in Shin Chesei of whether Kikar Tinok applies to Tiltel Kalim or whether it does not. Wow. Oh, so that Rabbi Kveger, there, that Simin, Shin Ches, Sifei, the Yesh Matirin, that Kikar Tinok applies. And it's mutter in tiltel kalim. It's only us when it comes to mukta machmas gufo. Us Rabbi Kveger writes the following: Hu hadin mukta machmas tisarankis. Well, once you assume the shita that kikar tinok is only problematic when it comes to mukta machmas gufo, but when it comes to nisr of tiltel kalim, you know what? Then kikar tinok is allowed to chatchila. You know what that means? That would extend even to mukta machmas tisarankis. Because mukta machmas chisaron kis, beis adaf yud, toras kli alav. Toras kli alav means it's an isra tiltel kalim. It's an isra tiltel kalim. And if I'm telling you that there's a certain halacha mukta that is not applicable to tiltel kalim, that's true. Whoa, this is exactly Rabbi Kveger, the Shita say. The Rabbi Kveger in Shin Ches that disagrees with Hartosus, Abbeis, and Abbeis, and the Rabbi Kveger here that argues that there's a heter kikrotinok when it comes to muktzamachmas kasaron keis. What exactly is that? Lishita say that in both cases, Rabbi Kiveger assumes that muktzamachmas kasaron keis is an isser of tiltul kelim, as opposed to arguing that it loses the status of a kli because it only has one utility, and if that utility is off limits, guess what? It doesn't have its status, the status of kli. That's an important chiddush. And then we pointed out even a further nafkamina. Now that was the Tosfos and Beitz and Daf Gimel and Beis. Now that the Gemara says, you see from Rabbi Yitzchak Shita, who we do not paskin like, but you see an incredible yesod when it comes to dinimus. If you have a case of a Beish Shanolda, imatalkonos, that's clear. No? So what do you do? You just leave the Beitz on the floor and it's going to be kicked around. Ko feles hakli, bishvil shalot tishaber. No, that's the Braisa. Gimel Beis, just cover it up. Just cover it up. Tosus is immediately bothered. No, it's not really Tosus. Tosus just gives you a Maramakom. No, Tosus is referencing a Sukhi and Shabbos. And then Gimel and Aleph. Is that so obvious you're allowed to do that? Of course. No, you have a Kli. You're allowed to move a Kli Letzorah Gufo. You're allowed to move a Kli Letzorah Makomo. So good, this is called Letzorah Gufo. I need the Kli to cover up the egg. No. That's against the Shita Rabbi Yitzchak. Because Rabbi Yitzchak maintains that in Kli Nita, Elo ledavar hanita. You can only move A for the purpose of B if B has use. If B has use. A is not more cow than B. If I'm moving A to use A, I'm good to go. But if the only justification of moving A is letzora B and B is mukta, that is not the significant, a sufficient justification. So that's Rabbi Yitzchak Shita that ein kli nita levdav nita. So how in the world can the Braisa say that if you have a case of a Beit Shishno kof leva sakli, how can that be? Oh, so the Gemara says the following. You know what? No. We're talking about not the Tchilas Tiltul. If we're talking about moving a Kli exclusively to cover the Beitza, that would not be allowed. But we're talking about the following case. I have to move the Kli anyway. I have a justification in moving this Kli. Let's say Gufo. Let's say simply the Tzorach Makomo. The Tzorach Makomo. You know what? This Kli is occupying primary estate. Now, it can't remain here. I have to move it. Okay, move it. Move it and drop it. No. Once you move it, oh, you see a chiddush. Mutta l'holicha l'malkam shirtz. Mutta l'holicha l'malkam shirtz. That's not Tosus. That's a Gemara. Right? Daf Mem Gimel. Once already there's a heter tiltal, the heter tiltal does not mean move it, and now if there's no longer needed, just drop it. But mutta l'holicha l'malkam shirtz. Oh, and that's the case now, Beitz and Daf Gimel. I have a Beitz of Shnolda sitting in the middle of the floor. Am I allowed to take a Kli and cover it? Right? According to the Chum, the answer is yes. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, no. But Rabbi Yitzchak agrees. If there's a heter tiltul, once it's biado, yolichin l'makom shiirtze. And that indeed is true. So this is like amazing. We pointed out several times. We don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchak. We disagree with Rabbi Yitzchak. We reject Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah, but the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, there's a Yisod. That Yisod is called mutta l'holicha l'makom shiirtze. So what's amazing is that, you know, we accept that Yisod. We accept that Yisod, even though we deny Rabbi Yitzchak. The Yisod is not dependent on Rabbi Yitzchak. That's just an example. That's just an application. We don't have to come onto that application. Because we hold you can move a Kli Tzorach Gufo Tzorach Makomo, and it doesn't have to be the Tzorach Davar Nito. But the Yisod, according to Rabbi Shimon, is absolutely true. So Tosfos writes that realize that this sugya, Shabbos Mem Gimel, Beis Adav Gimel, this is an important yesod, Hilchos Mukta, Yelichenu L'Makom Shiirtze. Now, fascinating question. Is there any limitation? Once already something is biyadi, you know what? I don't have to drop it. I can go ahead and continue to carry it. Why exactly is that true? See, one way you could argue is as follows. You know, when I say there's Nisr Tiltul, that means if it's at rest, if now it's biyadcha, it's not an Isser Tiltul to go ahead and put it away. That's an Isser Tiltul. Isser Tiltul means to take something at rest and put it in motion. Once something is already biyadi, what do you mean? That's not called an Isser Tiltul to go ahead and to take it and put it down 2 feet away that it's not anyone's way. No? If that really is the Isser, that this is not Tiltul. Tiltul means putting in motion something which is at rest, I would be brazen and I would say, that should apply to anything. Anything that is biyadcha, you should be able to yolichin makom shiirtze because you're going to say there's nisr tiltul. That's not called tiltul. The tchilas ha-tiltul is tiltul. But once something is already in motion biyadal, yolichin makom shiirtze. Okay? And maybe that's Poshab Shat the Magen Avram. Because the Magen Avram, right, Nusimin Shinches, and Sivkat Nazayim, writes this about a case, the Prima Gadim comments, writes this in a case of Ma'os. In a case of Ma'os. Oh, we just got through saying, Ma'os, Kuf Mebeis. Ma'os is Mutzim Achnas Gufo. There's no heter kikr tinuk when it comes to Ma'os, when it comes to an arnake. That's Mutzim Achnas, ooh. Yeah, the Magen Avram writes, once something is biyodo, Yolichen and Kamal Kamshirtsin. So you know what you see according to the Magen Avraham, that's the Prima Gadim writes there in the Eishel Avraham, that this Yesod of Yalichen and Lakam Shirtse is very universal. That would apply even to Muktamach Masgufo, and that would apply even to Tilta, which is the Isser. If it's Muktamach Masgufo, was there a Heter Tilta? There was no Heter Tilta. But it means an extreme, right? Unfortunately, improperly, I picked up something that is Muktamach Masgufo, yeah, but it's not considered to be an extra tiltal just to put it down, as opposed to dropping it. Okay, those are the extremes. Number one, Isser. Number two, Muktamach Masgufo. Oh, and maybe one could agree. After all, what's the case here? Gimel Beis, Rabbi Yitzchak. That's the other extreme. Ein kli nita ledavar nita. What are you talking about? Not an Isser Muktamach Masgufo. You're talking about Tiltol Kalim. No? Kofel of a Sakli, Tiltol Kalim. And furthermore, was this Tiltol Beheter? Or was this Tiltol Beisr? The Tiltol was Beheter, no? What's the case of Krabi Yitzhak? I needed the place, so I picked up the Kli in order to free up that place, and now, Mutter lo yichlam akam sheyirtzeh. So realize the leap, no? That's a huge leap. The case in the Gemara Karnav Yitzhak is Tiltol Kalim Beheter. And now the question is, so how firm do I have to be? Not like, okay, I see a Heter, no? The Heter is, if you pick up a Kli B'Derech Heter, Yolichena Malkam Shirtzeh. What if it was the Isser, and what if it's not a Kli? No? Those are two independent questions. Maybe one could argue, look, if the Tchilas Tiltol is Beheter, then you're right, Yolichena Malkam Shirtzeh. If the Tchilas Tiltol is the Isser, forget it. Regardless of whether it's Muktamach Masgufo, or whether it's something which is Nisr of Tiltol Kalim, regardless. I picked up a Kli Shemalach to the Isser, Mecham Letzel. No? This Kli Shemalach, this hammer, it's Kalim. I didn't pick it up with Tzarek Guf, I didn't pick it up with Tzarek Makomo. I picked it up because, you know what, it was in a place where somebody could take it. It's in a place where it can get ruined. That's Usser. You know what I would say? Drop it. I Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak was where the Heter is, Tiltol's Beheter, not Beisser. Or maybe I could argue as follows. No, in that case, you're talking about Tiltol Kalim. If it's Tiltol Kalim, you're right. Tiltol Kalim is only something that's at risk. And if it's in motion, that's not true. But if you're dealing with something which is a Muktamach Masgufo, then there is no such heter at all of Yolichen Alamakom Shirtz. Wow. And if you're willing to assume indeed that distinction, that maybe one could argue, fascinating, that this Yesod of Yolichen Alamakom Shirtz only applies to Kalim, doesn't apply to cases of Muktamach Masgufo. What would you say about a Muktamach Masgisaron Kis? A person went ahead and picked up a Muktamach Masgisaron Kis, either Beheter or Beisser, would I say, Lechen HaMakom Shirtzah? Or would I say, you have to drop it? Rabbi Yitzchak's Heter was only Kalim, but Makom Heter. And you're dealing with the Muktzah, which is Machmas Chisaron Kis. That's a huge, huge deal, no? Those are two deals in the Gaon, right? In Simon Reis Samagvav of two different Chalki Shulchan Aruch, no? Reis Samagvav Arachayim and Reis Samagvav Yerodeya. Reis Samagvav Arachayim is Muktzah, and Reis Samagvav Yerodeya, the same simon, is Bris Mila on Shabbos. Where if Mila is Mutter on Shabbos, I'm not going to tell them all, do the bris, but don't use the knife. No? You're allowed to metal to the knife. Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. But that is Moshal Mila. That has the status of a Muktzah Machmas Chisaron Kis. You know? You're going to use it for something else. You know? You're at someone's Shabbos suit, then you know what? All of a sudden you see, you know, that knife cuts very well. You ask them, where'd you get that? He tells, you know, oh, that's an Ismo Shamila. No, that. books of Machas Mias, like you can use that on your food. Like, you know, like a bris mila knife you use for bris mila. No, you don't use it to cut your steak. No, so in such a case, you have a muktzah machmas kisaron case. Is there a heter of yogichere makam sheyirtzeh? Wow, that's that chiddush that the Gaon discusses. Today is in the Gaon Reish Samachov, and Arachaim in Yeradeh. No, that's pretty careful. I would say, you know what, underlies that machlokes. Now, what exactly is our sugya, the status of muktzah machmas kisaron case? Is it a muktzah machmas gufo because it has no utility? Or to argue that really is not true, that you know what, in such a case, that this is an Isser Tiltul Kelim. And now you have to ask yourself a different question, that you know what, that when it comes to the Isser Tiltul Kelim, is there a heter of Yelichen HaMakom Sheyirtzeh? No? So, you know, one could argue yes, one could argue no. Maybe one could argue it depends on whether the Tiltul was beheter, whether it was beiser. Maybe if I just picked up this Mohen's knife, good, it's clean. Yeah, but it's a muktzah machmas kisaron kis. But if it was a meal of a Shabbos that I was allowed to go and to do that, I was allowed to metalta that night because the mitzvah bris mila, now, yelichena makom sheyirtzeh. Shmir Shabbos writes that he thinks that the best eitzah would be is the mohel should position his bag of goods right on the floor, right underneath the area of the mila, so that once the mila is done, he can let go, and the knife will just fall right into the bag. Right? Because of that question that the Gaon has. Yelichena makom sheyirtzeh. Yelichena wa sheyirtzeh. You know, the Gemara discusses the Daf Mem Aleph on Shir Yerushalayim. You know, they preciously were known to Lulav Esther Kol Hayom. Yerushalmi discusses, you know, what if you were to put down the Dalet Minim? You know, like, Dalet Minim typically does not, that's something which is muktzah typically. Obviously, if there's a mitzvah of Lulav and Esther, that's not true. Once you fulfill the mitzvah of Lulav and Esther, what exactly is its status? Is there just a blanket heter tiltul? It's like fascinating, like the Gemara describes Andrew Shalom of never letting go of the Dalet Minim. No, they had it with them the whole time. That's what the Gaon also cites there in Reish Samachov. But I'll tell you that these three deunim, that's pretty critical to the broader issue of what exactly is the status of the muktzah machmas chisaron kis. We'll have to see again the sugya. We won't do the whole sugya brayer now, but we'll spend a little bit of time the next Rama Kamos on Sotu Malatzes. Now, and Beitz and Yura Malalef, this is like a fascinating Kiddush. You know what? You have a Mace with Sochabayis, and the Mace is going to be leaving this way. You know what? So, how does that affect right here and now its travel path when it comes to Tuma? And take a look at the Rashi here. What exactly is the source of this Sotu Malatzes? There seems to be a stira between Rashi here and Leandaf Lamechez. Whether Sof to Malatzis is Dindravana, whether Sof to Malatzis is Halacha Moshe Misinai. We'll just speak briefly about that, then we'll have to follow through a little bit further. We'll go pretty quickly, we'll get snuffed it up.